expose on corruption is coming this Friday to redvoicemedia.com. You are not going to want to miss one second of that. We are talking about judicial corruption in the state of Florida that will could potentially force a state constitutional crisis. And when Governor Ron DeSantis sees that expose, when he sees that corruption, when this evidence is revealed, it would not surprise me if an entire overhaul of the Florida judiciary would be required. Huge show today. You're not going to want to miss one second of Patriotically Correct, broadcasting live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios, as we're dedicated to bringing all of the stories that the media refuses to bring you. The monster of truth lives at Red Voice Media. Welcome to all of our iHeart Live listeners on Mojo 5.0. Make sure to find me on Twitter, Parler, and in Telegram, as well as catch the live broadcast daily on the Patriotically Correct Radio Show Facebook page, also at redvoicemedia.com. Today on the show, we're going to break audio recordings, actual phone call recordings of Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. The U.S. Senate contender has been participating in extramarital affairs, exchanging sex about anal play, and has subjected at least one woman to what she's calling physical abuse. We have those recordings, and we will speak with his accuser, that woman, live today, right here. Also, Alex Jones of InfoWars was at the Mexico border in South Texas and physically stopped a vehicle, jumped in front of it, where a driver was attempting to smuggle humans, children. Yes, Alex Jones stopped a child human trafficker on camera, and we will have that report, that footage, and an exclusive interview with InfoWars. Immediately following that report, we'll talk with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, who has photos from his visit to the border, as well as the truthful account that the media refuses to bring you. All today on Patriotically Correct. Plus, we will check in with Senior reporter national from National File, Patrick Howley, who has breaking news, which he says is sure to hit hard. But first, we go live to the Cortez Wealth Management headquarters, where we check in with our title sponsor, Carlos Cortez, an America First patriot, independent fiduciary, and loving American husband and father. Carlos, welcome back to Patriotically Correct.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me again.
Of course.
We've been getting a bunch of calls lately in regards to 401ks and IRAs, and I would like to say something about Albert Einstein, one of the smartest men that ever walked this planet, basically said the eighth world wonder is compounding. You know, it is basically, you know, compounding, mathematical compounding, and so, or compound interest, I should say. And so as the market continues to grow, as the economy continues to grow, a lot of our money managers remain bullish right now because it's a byproduct of this vaccine. We know that the vaccine is going to come out and people are going to have more confidence in their spending. But what happens, Stu, is that everybody's parked in the wrong spot right now. Everybody has all their wealth in traditional IRAs and 401ks. They haven't done any tax conversion or tax mitigation, so that when they're 10, 20 years into their retirement, they have to start withdrawing money, they're going to know what ordinary income taxation is really all about in regards to Social Security, the penalties on Social Security, as well as taxes. So I'm here to help our clients, our listeners. I've been doing this for a while now. And people need an America First retirement plan that's going to address those issues.
The only independent fiduciary on the face of the planet with the America First retirement plan is the America First independent fiduciary, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. You can call him today in the office. There's the phone number on the screen, folks, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. My name is Stu Peters. We are going to get right into today's show as we will welcome a whistleblower who has an incredible story coming up next. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. More from Verve Forever coming up. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Patriotically Correct Radio is on. You've heard me talk about the great people over at Verve Forever, the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. You know that it's a Patriot-owned company. You know that it's an America First-owned company. You know that it's a veteran-owned company. You know that it's the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. What you didn't know is that CBD can help you with so many different things. Maybe you did know that. Allergies. Can you believe it? Allergies. Migraine headaches. Stress, anxiety, PTSD, ADHD. All of these things can be naturally dealt with in a holistic fashion by using CBD. Now, if you don't know anything about CBD, you got to get over to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com and check out the great products from Verve Forever. Now, Tim Klund is the founder of this company. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force. He's an America First patriot. He's a family man, and he understands the importance of the future of our republic. And the future of our republic can only be dealt with if we are together, if we are united, if we do business with patriots and America First people. So if you're already doing your CBD business elsewhere, trash those people. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now for Verve Forever products. Again, AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, it never seems to stop around here, as yesterday National File broke a weird story about the alleged sex affair and physical abuse of an Alabama woman at the hands of Secretary of State John Merrill, a U.S. Senate hopeful who has yet to officially announce his campaign. The allegations include disturbing statements from Cicera McPherson, who said Merrill enjoyed having his anus breached with sex toys, and that Merrill used his government vehicle to visit her home and used his official phone to send her text messages. McPherson further alleges physical abuse during altercations with the Secretary of State and said that Merrill is a, quote, real bad racist, according to the National File report. John Merrill, who's expected to run for a Senate seat, has since come out denying these allegations with some far-left, radically progressive Alabama local washed-up newspaper, but we were able to obtain recordings that debunk that rag's allegations that National File's credibility should be questioned, and Patriotically Correct went directly to the source. So we're joined by Cicera McPherson now. The Secretary of State has responded to Tuscaloosa Patch, which is apparently some news outlet in Alabama on his home turf here, where he says that you are an out-and-out liar, you're a stalker, you harassed him, you harassed his family. To that, you say what?
I did not. He's a liar.
Okay. And so these allegations, I mean, obviously they could be somewhat embarrassing for you, Cicera, but these the story that came out in the National File, is there anything in the National File report that's not true? Is there anything in that National File?
No, they have the recording of me and it is all true. Everything that I said is the truth.
Okay. So take us through this. I mean, just tell us the truth about how your relationship started with John Merrill, how it continued, where the abuse took place. You made allegations of racism here in this conversation that you had with the National File. Take us through this. Tell us what's going on with John Merrill. Tell us the truth.
The truth is that we did have an affair. He did have several conversations around me, with me, and everything that I said is the truth.
Okay, so
I don't know what else to say other than, you know, I didn't even want to bring in any of the racist stuff.
Right. It's there. And given the times that we're in, it's obviously incredibly important. It's a hot button. It's an issue for a lot of people. And if somebody is genuinely racist, that's completely disgusting. And so
it
those
is
people
disgusting.
they deserve to be outed for that. I mean, if there is a racist person that is the chief of elections in a state who's going to be running for U.S. Senate, supposedly, I think the people of Alabama deserve to know that.
That is right. Well, he would say things like, I guess during the football time when the guys would get on their knees or whatever, he said he would never be on his knees. And then we were watching a certain, I don't know if it was a video or a recording that he had or whatever, but it was something that was on there that people were going around saying, you need to bow down to me and get on your knees, you know, to like white privilege, like denounce your white privilege. And John was like, no, I'll never do that.
So in talking with the Tuscaloosa Patch, John Merrill says, quote, let me say unequivocally that these baseless allegations are entirely false. Beginning in 2019, this woman began texting and communicating with me through social media. While we exchanged texts and she even visited the office, it was clear she had other intentions that were bordering on obsession. I alerted my wife, Cindy, to this, and we both agreed to cut off any and all communication with her. The recordings that you have sent to Patriotically Correct suggest something completely different. This is the recordings that you have, which is allegedly the voice of John Merrill, which can be...
And
substantiated more. And that there are more recordings.
There are more.
And I have heard personally recordings over the phone of John Merrill conducting official business on his other phone. I can hear him talking about government business on the phone and then coming over to talk to you. And some of these things that he's saying to you and some of the things that you guys are talking about obviously are uncomfortable to talk about here on this platform. But I think it's important that people know the truth.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
I didn't get to talk to him. I had to leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
He may call.
Mm-hmm. So, the last time that we had sex, that's the last time ever?
Well, it was a pretty good day.
That's the last time ever?
Supposed to be the last time ever.
But is it the last time ever?
It should be the last time ever.
I don't want it to be the last time ever.
I know that.
But you know it's not going to be. You've done this I don't know how many times to me. I can't even keep track.
It's just that none of those times was Cindy aware of what was happening.
She knew.
She didn't know.
Whatever. She did know. She knew, she accepted it, and she was okay with it like she will be any other time.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
But the next time, I guess I won't ever touch your ass again since you hated that. Did you hate me sucking your ass too and like swallowing your ass? Or is that just something you pretended that you liked? And then I was just a fool to keep doing it because you really didn't like it.
No, you know that I like that.
So where are you guys going to go eat tonight?
I don't know. She's supposed to call me when she gets here. She'll be ahead of me, so.
If she only knew that you f***ed me so many times in that room and in that bed. And on the carpet and on that couch where she has to sit. And in the bed where she has to lay her head down tonight. But you'll remember it. You know what I pray? I pray that you go to sleep every night and you just dream about the sex that we used to have together. And then it torments you to the point where you have to call me back and then I tell you no. Tell me you won't.
I'm not going to.
Really?
And the thing that you can't understand that will just have to be demonstrated to you over a period of time is that it's not, I am not able to stay away from you. So that's the reason why I have to have help in order to do that.
And what's the help?
The help is coming from the Lord.
Oh, God. The Lord says, you have so many days to live, so you better live them. Like, tomorrow's your last. You already went against your marriage, and it wasn't just with me. It was with, like, several other women. So you've already done it. You can't take that back. You can't change it.
Can't take anything back.
I know you
can't
cannot.
Can't change anything.
Mm-mm.
All I can do is what I can do from today forward.
You can't change how you want my body, either.
I can change that.
No, you cannot.
I cannot change it, but the Lord can change
no,
it.
No, we cannot. When I put my finger in your ass and sucked your cock and it got harder, you didn't like that at all?
I already told you we don't need to talk about that.
I know, but you did like it, so stop telling lies. You made noises like I've never heard before. I think you just didn't like it when my fingernail made your ass bleed. That's what you didn't like.
That's not ever comfortable.
Well, you tell me you didn't like it. I mean, it just at least let me know.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore.
It does matter.
Because we're not going to be able to talk anymore after today.
Oh, we're going to talk after today. Because you're going to call me again after today.
I'm not going to call you, Sarah.
Why not?
Because that's not what I need to do.
But it's going to be what you want to do, and I want you to do it.
Yeah, but that's not... That does not mean that that's what I need to do. Just because I want to do it does not mean that I need to do it. And so I cannot do it.
You are going to do it.
I can't.
Why not?
Because it's not right.
John Merrill is going to try to make you out to be a liar when this thing gets to the national news. He's going to threaten you. He's going to threaten lawsuits. I'm sure that's what people who are backed into a corner do.
And then the Secretary of State, of course, he's going to have the state of Alabama pay this money for him to take me to court, which I have all the text messages. I have recordings. I have everything. So if he wants to waste their money like he has been doing for at least 3 years with me, then I guess if the people of Alabama want to allow that, then, I mean, everybody has their due day in court, so.
And just to clear things up here, Cesara, you are not suicidal. You don't want to hurt yourself. You don't have any underlying health complications. You're not terminally ill.
No, I'm actually pretty healthy and nice and strong, and I'm happy now that I'm away from him.
So he's going to get in front of the papers. He's going to lie. He's going to get in front of television cameras. He's going to lie. He's going to say that you're crazy. He's going to say that you're a stalker. He's going to say that you're obsessed with him. He's going to say that none of this ever happened. He's already said this to this patch,
exactly,
to this far left lunatic left wing socialist news outlet here that was calling the National File conspiracy theory. But this isn't conspiracy. This is all true, is it not?
It is true that he's lying about all this.
For the sake of time and to save your ears from some of the most graphic details, I'll end this right here. The specific account of events was individually highlighted on a calendar that McPherson shared with me, outlining where the two of them would meet, where Merrill's wife would be at those specific times, what the two of them did with each other, and a detailed description of the physical abuse that Cesara was subjected to at the hands of Secretary of State John Merrill, U.S. Senate hopeful. When we come back, we'll talk with Rob Dew from InfoWars. He's here with exclusive footage from the Texas border with Mexico, where Alex Jones physically jumped in front of a car to stop human trafficking right in front of our eyes. You won't want to miss that report. Stay right there. Unbelievable report there. I don't think he's going to be a contender for the U.S. Senate. I think his candidacy has been delayed, at least the announcement has. And bravery by McPherson coming forward. Before we get into this amazing video from InfoWars, Alex Jones actually stopping a vehicle, stopping human child sex trafficking, I want to take a minute to tell you about our great friends at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez is an America First patriot. He's a husband. He's a father. He's an independent fiduciary. What does that mean for you? Why is that important? Well, because he's not controlled or manipulated by big franchises, big corporations, big banks, big conglomerates, which are then in turn manipulated and controlled by Wall Street and the establishment in Washington, D.C. All of the faux, fake nonsense that you're seeing coming out of the White House protected by electrified razor wire, the White House protected by National Guard troops, the White House that goes dark at 10 o'clock p.m. every night, all this inflation that you're seeing in the market, this up, 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 but never down, it's all fake. You can't trust any of it. The only thing that you can trust is an independent fiduciary, not your pro-Biden advisor that works for a pro-Biden conglomerate that's backed by the CCP in Canada. Do business with a real American who can keep your investments right here in the United States of America. He'll deal with you as an individual, not as a number. Call Carlos Cortez today, 813-448-3446. He's in the Sunshine State of Florida, 813-448-3446. He's an America First patriot, home of the America First Retirement Plan, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him online at CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
Come the kids with the migrants from all over Central America. Honduras, Guatemala, you name it, right? Now keep in mind, once they go into this facility, the Border Patrol completely washes their hands of them. If they test negative, they're marched right down the street to the Catholic charity. From there, they're given clothes, food, financial assistance. The debit cards that they have over $1,200 per person on them. They're then taken to the McAllen Airport in unmarked vans, and then they're released into the United States to a destination city of their choice.
You got a car seat for them? You got a car seat? That's illegal, bro.
Where are you taking these kids?
That's illegal.
If you get in a traffic accident, those kids
are
going to
get hurt. Where are you taking these kids? You have a car seat.
That's illegal.
How is this Christian?
Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids without their car seats.
Where are you
we
taking
know you're
these
stuck
kids?
With these kids.
Where are you taking these kids?
In the back of there without children's seats.
Where are you taking these kids? Identify
this is a massive
are.
Smuggling.
This is literally human smuggling.
They don't even have car seats.
Sir,
no, their seatbelts
on. Seat belts aren't even on. Where are you taking these children? So you don't know where these kids are going?
They're going to check the COVID over there.
No, they came from over there. They're not being checked for COVID.
So you don't know who
Somebody
you work for?
To call the police.
We need to call the police right now.
Yeah, they're plowed in the back.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Do you have your ID on you?
Go to the southern border.
That's the mom?
Mother, yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of
Listen, these people do not care at all.
If I drove around with three of my kids in the back of the car, I'd get arrested.
That's Alex Jones right there saying that. He's absolutely right. We're joined now by Rob Dew with InfoWars, who was present there, rolling film there. You were present on the scene. This is the stuff that the media absolutely will not show you, Rob. Take us through this. How did you end up there? And take us through this whole story.
That was kind of the end of a two-day journey, Stu, and thanks for having me on.
Of course.
So we went down there with Alex to do some investigation, kind of continue where our last crew had left off. And our last crew had kind of found from the Donna facility, which is, you know, east of McAllen, then to a COVID testing facility, then to the Christian Charity, and then they get taken to the airport where they tracked them in the airport. And the key is all these people have manila envelopes that they get from the Christian Charity. But let's go back to Project Veritas. Right before that, they found they had hidden camera footage of the migrant camp underneath the international bridge, where migrants are surrounded by orange fencing, construction fencing, and they're sleeping on dirt floor, essentially, underneath a bridge. So we actually went to the spot where on land you could get to that, but it's blocked off. And the, you know, there's do not trespass signs and all that, and supposedly Army Rangers guarding the perimeter. And we were documenting buses coming out of there through a gate in the fence that can't close now, thanks to Biden. These gates aren't allowed to be shut. So they drive in giant tour buses through from that camp through the gate onto U.S. soil. And then they take them to the Donna facility, which there's a video of Alex Jones confronting the guards there. We were bullhorning there yesterday. We talked to some of the law enforcement who said, hey, go in the back by the levee and you can actually see into it. So there's a levee behind that facility that's, and this is all city property that's being leased by the federal government. So we're documenting the buses going in with kids. Then smaller vans and other buses pick kids up there and take them to a COVID testing facility in downtown McAllen. So that's maybe a 20-30 minute drive. Once they get tested, the positives go to a quarantine hotel, which also houses regular people. So if we're really concerned about a pandemic, we're not that concerned, apparently.
We're not concerned about a pandemic. I mean, everybody knows that, but.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right.
And then the other ones that aren't COVID positive are taken to a Christian charity, which is where we want. And that's right down the street from the COVID testing facility. And then across the street from the Christian charity is a bus stop, or they get taken to the airport, which is maybe a 15-minute drive, or to another shelter, which is a giant church down the road more, another, you know, 15-20-minute drive.
This is one occurrence that we saw. I mean, there's multiple occurrences like what we just saw going on. I mean, dozens of them daily. This is happening. You guys caught this one on film, obviously. Alex doing the patriotic thing, jumping in front. I mean, this is the humanitarian thing to do. He's stopping this from happening. You guys catch it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm processing all this stuff.
It's shocking footage.
It is.
Because as we're walking up, this guy's opening up the hatchback and putting these kids in. And one of our security guards, who's just a normal human, he's a father. He goes, hey, you got car seats for them kids, which is a normal, you know, we're in the United States of America. There's laws about putting kids in car seats, or at least in seat belts. They were just putting them in the back like luggage. And the guy's shutting the door. And one of the kids is peeking out at us like, what are you guys doing? And then we start filming it. And Alex gets in front of the car to stop it. And then he's joined by our head of security, Tim, who gets in front of it as well. And they're like, no, you're not moving. You're not moving. And then I guess there's a lot that we were kind of causing a commotion in the street because we want to bring this to people's attention. People start pouring out of shops. They're at the bus stop looking at us. And then the cops pull up pretty much within 2 minutes of this happening. They were up the street. I guess they heard about it. They drive on over and they want to see what the commotion is. And this is the most interesting thing of this whole thing. When we tell the cop these kids are in the back with no seatbelts, he kind of goes, they're not wearing seat belts, almost like, what's the big deal? You know, like, but I'm going to do my job because you guys have cameras. So I'm going to actually look in here. They didn't give this guy a ticket. For one, two police officers showed up, two different cars. They witnessed the mother holding a kid on her lap, a small child, three small children in the luggage compartment of the hatchback. And then in the front seat was a young lady, I would say between 13 and 15, looked about 6 months pregnant. Nobody was wearing seat belts. Nobody's wearing seatbelts. And they're just going to drive them to a facility. Who knows what happens? It becomes a footnote if there's an accident. you know, four migrant children and two young adults died in a car accident. And this guy was taking him to this church. He had a sticker on the side of his car, said something to Glacier. I got a good shot of it. But it, there was so much going on at that moment. And then we stayed there. And by us staying there, we stopped that pipeline. We kind of plugged up the pipeline right there because they couldn't bring any more people from the COVID testing facility there because they were full. When they opened the door, there's people sitting inside the doorway crammed in there. And that's how many people were in there. So they need people. It's like
and the fingers of this story go so far. The fingers, the people, the amount of millions of people that this affects, just the pipeline that you slowed up that day, just right there yesterday, yeah. Just that because what happens to these people afterwards? Well, they get on board planes and they go wherever they so choose to any place in the country. Folks, you're living in a inland United States of America. You're living in Omaha, Nebraska. These people are coming to you. You're living in Minneapolis, you're living in Philadelphia, you're living in, Utah or Nevada. These people are coming your way. They're bogging down your educational system. They're taking jobs away from you. They're working illegally for cash. A lot of these people are impregnated already. As you saw, they've been raped along the way. This is the stuff the mainstream media, none of the media will touch anymore because since Trump came down the escalator, obviously all integrity has left journalism for the most part, unless you're watching Bandness.tv or here at Patriotically Correct. You're probably not getting the full story. How many people would you estimate that you prevented from being smuggled yesterday?
I would say probably 50 to 100 in the hour and a half that we were around there stopping them.
50 to 100
Only one
kids.
Other person left at that time with her daughter, but they had a car seat in the car. And then another group tried to leave via taxi. No car seat for the – it's a small little kid, like maybe 2.5, maybe 3 years old. No car seat for the kid. But they're like, well, he's got a seatbelt on. It's like, no, man, there's laws here. And this was a taxi cab company that was taking these kids. Can you imagine? And that guy acted like, well, I'm just doing what I'm being told to do. There's so much federal money flooding this area right now. People just don't care about the law. That's why I think the policeman was so nonchalant about it. There's apparently a hotel that's owned by a local judge where all the migrants are also being kept when they get moved around. We haven't verified that, but that's what we're hearing. And we're hearing this judge might have met with the mayor and the head of this Christian ministry to form this deal. There's some of these activists were showing us pictures of them at a restaurant. And it's like, well, what were they talking about? And it was all before the pandemic, or not before the pandemic, before all this migrant surge was happening. So this was late last year. And there was another guy who came up to talk to us, kind of being like, well, listen, man, we all have to help out. If we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. Kind of that little defense. And come to find out, we're told by a lady who's an activist there who went inside to talk to the sisters. When I say sisters, the lady's running the Christian charity. She came out and she goes, that guy picks out young mothers to go work in his restaurant. She used the term picks them out. Okay. Is that disturbing?
Absolutely.
That we have a system set up. It's a meat market type. That's how we're treating these people, like little commodities, because each one represents a dollar sign.
And this, it represents a dollar sign, and it represents a person in a moment or a point in their life of such desperation that they will do anything in the world to escape what they're leaving and running towards, which includes voting for Democrats. They're going to vote how they're told to vote, because if they don't, they lose that check. They lose their rent assistance. They lose their food. They lose their plane tickets. They lose their entitlements. They'll put on whatever T-shirt you give them at the border, as proven by the photographs that we have aired right here on this program. They still have the creases on them, brand new, fresh out of the package. Joe Biden, let us in. All these things. And then they will be completely subservient to the state for their entire life. So as you are encouraged to not have kids, you're encouraged to not procreate. And the reason for this is because you already have a mind that allows yourself to understand what freedom really looks like, what it really means. These people don't know what freedom really looks like or means. And so they become completely subservient to the state, which is, in effect, without firing a single shot, is where you get your communism, your totalitarianism, the absence of the rule of law, which is why you saw the lackadaisical approach by these cops down there. This guy wasn't ticketed. He had young kids in the back of this, in the hatchback. You saw it right there. Yeah. Bandness.tv exclusive footage. You saw them. I mean, this is not edited. This is not doctored. This is not made up. This guy lying about who he works for. He's right there in front of it. And then these people, the worst part about it is, these people pose as these Christian do-gooders when, in fact, yep, they are participating in the work of the devil.
Drew Hernandez, who showed up and was with us during that time, he's an activist as well. We went around back at one point, and he's questioning one of the head sisters. He said, is this very Christ-like to stuff kids in a car without seatbelts? And she literally slams the door on him instead of even talking to him. I mean, it's like these people, it's there must be so much money flowing through the hands for each body. And as long as they have a name or a picture attached to something and they're passing out manila envelopes, boom, I think that that's money coming from the federal government. And the federal government is literally financing its own destruction at this point by bringing in people who haven't been vetted. Now, I don't think these little kids aren't terrorists or anything, but they're being used as pawns. They're being used as a political wedge. And it's and they're creating an they want to create a bigger underclass that they can control. That's the Democrats love the pressure from below. That's their job, is to create the pressure from below. And then we have the pressure from below, from above, from the giant Soros factions. And they're trying to squeeze us. And that's what they want to do.
The globalist faction, the roundtable of people. This is absolutely 100% intentional, on purpose, and by design. You know, I'll tell you, you guys over there at InfoWars and Alex Jones, you guys, Rob, going down there and doing, I mean, this is incredible work. The full video can be seen at banthis.tv exclusively over at InfoWars, banthis.tv. Rob Dew, InfoWars, thank you so much for being here. We're going to talk to the Congressman Paul Gosar next, who's in Arizona and has more pictures that the media will not show you as we continue to dive into this crisis. Rob, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Stu. Have a good one.
To join us now discussing more of the issues going on at the border, Representative Paul Gosar, U.S. Congressman from Arizona. Congressman, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate you coming back.
Happy to be here, Stu.
So you were there firsthand. You witnessed some of the tragedy that's being ignored by the Biden administration, being ignored by Kamala Harris, still no CBP director being named. Is this a priority for the White House or not?
It's got to be a priority. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of hope. You know, we saw Secretary Mayorkas now starting to reconsider, maybe starting to re-up and building the border wall. But this is critical. We had 171,000 people apprehended in March alone. We're on pace. That's a 15-year high. We're on pace to see over 2 million people coming across. Not much talking about, not to mention the people that we haven't interceded. These are the people that we captured. The holding facilities are overwhelming. One facility in Texas is at 16 times its capacity. What gives?
Right. What does give? And here's the taxpayer looking at their own kids, and many states are being kept away from in-person learning. Their children are out of the sports. Mm-hmm. These kids that are coming across the border are getting teachers who are on strike from other places, citing their own safety as their concern. But they're in-person teaching these illegal alien kids who are not at age-appropriate educational levels. They're going to be flooding our educational system. Many of them don't speak English, but the taxpayer is going to be expected to foot the bill. Other than the economic crisis that this is creating, I mean, we're talking about just an unprecedented amount of money that could bankrupt the United States. I mean, these are millions and millions of people. But now we also have a humanitarian crisis, and you were there. I mean, what did you see?
So we saw in one batch in one day in the evening, we saw a female coyote bring in seven children, two boys, 7 and 10, and five girls from 11 to 17. This is what we've done, is we've turned the border over to operational control to the cartels. They made over $400 million off of human trafficking in February alone. In February alone. Most of these young girls and some boys are being raped. Border Patrol says a lot of the morning after pills are being found on possession with these young girls. We are part of this problem of trafficking. This is horrendous. And then let's talk about over the last couple of weeks, the intercedents where he captured two Yemenis men that were on the terrorist watch list.
That's right.
I mean, not to mention others. And now we're hearing from Border Patrol that we may have missed a bunch of individuals who are on that terrorist watch list. So not only is this a humanitarian problem, this is a defense aspect of this country.
People need to understand that the southern border of our country, it's like any other criminal activity. If you advertise to criminals that there's no police in a certain area of a city or a certain city altogether, what are criminals going to do? They're going to go there. In the absence of somebody enforcing a law, that is going to attract more criminal activity. It doesn't take a Dr. Jill Biden to figure this out. It doesn't take some elite educational environment to understand this. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. When there's no border patrol at the border because they're all tied up in these detention facilities, when there's nobody there, people from all over the world that wish harm on the United States, that want to obliterate us, Iran said that they want to do that. I mean, the Yemenis, the Syrians, these people who want to commit these crimes of terror on the streets of America here will go to Central America, to South America, and they will come here through our unsecured southern border. Is that right? Is that right? Am I over the target there?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that there's been that involvement with the cartels. Go back to the early, I think, 2011, where you had the Iranians that were actually going to try to take out the Saudi Arabian and Israeli prime ambassadors. And they used the drug cartels through Mexico to do that in Washington, D.C., where it was interceded by the FBI, thankfully. So, I mean, there's already precedence with this. And so, you know, if we don't know, if we know that we caught two, how many of them are we not catching?
Now, here's
because
what's
they're
happen.
So brazen right now. They just put these families out through there, occupy Border Patrol, and then they push their drugs and everything else on through.
And we're talking major amounts of narcotics. And this is the stuff that's killing our kids on the street. The opioid pandemic here is the real pandemic. You've got kids overdosing on this fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin. I don't know that there's any such thing as a good batch of heroin, but we definitely know that there's a lot of bad ones going around. People are keeling over, dying. These are young people that are getting addicted to this stuff because of the painkiller pills that have been pushed on our society by some of these so-called doctors. There's also the motivation here. The reason why it's being ignored by the mainstream media, the reason that this is being ignored and allowed and actually encouraged by Democrats, by the Joe Biden administration, and by radical progressives is because of voting. I mean, that is what this all boils down to. We know that according to basically every survey that we have seen, over 75% of illegal aliens tend to vote Democrat. Is this why they're here? Is this why they're turning their back on this? Is this why they're ignoring this?
Well, they're fundamentally transforming America. I mean, so, you know, they want to have the, people dependent upon the federal government. They want them wards of the state, you know, so that when they have that, they have total control. That tells people what they can do and what they can't do, Stu. And then we've seen this with this pandemic. It's just been exacerbated. You talk about the drug aspect. The drugs have escalated during the pandemic. You know, people have lost hope and faith. And now what you're doing is you're forcing all these illegals into this country. And they're having the availability of getting some of the COVID dollars, the $1,400 per family because of the basis of their family, the size of their families and stuff. This is incredible.
Yeah,
the
so
American,
when they get
the American
here,
citizen is being destroyed.
They come off these buses, but which, by the way, are completely unchecked. We've seen footage of these buses just driving right through. Yeah. These people go to these places. They get off at these so-called Christian churches or do-gooder organizations that are liberal left-wing organizations. We know who they are. They get off these buses. These people get debit cards. They get rent assistance. They get airline tickets to go and resettle wherever they wish in the United States of America. That's not a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theory. That is real. That's fact. That's what's going on at the border, is it not?
It absolutely is. And when you think about this, Stu, they're not supposed to be able to work. But how much under the counter cash is being utilized by some of these big corporations and some of these big businesses? You know, this is cheap labor, and because they're in this country illegally, they're not going to come out and outrightly tell on their employer.
Donald Trump
a vicious cycle.
Donald Trump had a way to stop this. We were not looking at this when Donald Trump was in office. This was stopped. We had an agreement with Mexico, a friendly agreement with Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexican officials were enforcing the stay in Mexico thing. If people want to seek asylum here, Congressman, I have no problem with that. And I know that you don't either. People want to come to the United States because they want to escape real racism, real oppression, real third world type situations and come to the greatest republic the planet has ever known. I don't blame them for that. And they are welcome here if they come through the front door. But this sneaking through the back door stuff is crippling in so many ways. It's just wrong.
It is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. There's a right way and a wrong way. And from that standpoint, Stu, that is the case in point. How many people have stood in line waiting their turn to come into this great country, to be part of this success story of America? That's key. But a country without borders is not a country, a sovereign country at all. And you can't be a ward of the state. Our framers wanted to have people that came here that built on America, built and pledged its allegiance to America. That is key here, the absolute key here. And this administration, if they would have done nothing, Stu, just follow the course of time that Donald Trump and the policies put in place, would have been much better off. In fact, Mexico has gotten angry with the Biden administration for causing the biggest problem at the border. Mexico's in has issues with them. So maybe there's a little bit of hope. As I said earlier in the telecast, the Secretary of Mallorca is now reconsidering maybe doing that border wall, taking it back up. Maybe he's thinking outside the box, but maybe it's because Congress dictated that money. Maybe he has to, and maybe the courts will force him to do that.
So, Congressman, as you know, people are dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety amid the questionable 2020 election. There's a lot of patriots. There's a lot of America First Donald Trump supporters that feel that they were shortchanged here. There's audits mm-hmm. that are seemingly not going through, specifically in Arizona now. The state Senate there has taken up the course of action to actually something with some teeth here to enforce penalties, criminal action against people who participate in this type of fraud. They're not allowing this personal stuff like Zuckerberg coming through with $400 million. It's unprecedented. It should be highly illegal. Arizona is leading the charge in some of that election reform that we have going on in this country. Hopefully that'll get contagious and the rest of the republic will pick up behind that and these states will follow suit. But with that, amid the pandemic, the masking, the shutdowns, the loss of business, the social distancing, the limiting of family gatherings, a lot of people are crushed. A lot of the American spirit that we saw throughout this Trump presidency, a lot of the American pride and the rolling the shoulders back and holding the head up high has seemed to have been diminished a little bit. People are giving up. I hear a lot of conversations about people saying, why would I even go vote? My vote doesn't count. So what can people do about this situation to help stop what's going on at the border? Are elected representatives checking their emails? Are they listening to their seemingly full voicemail boxes? You know, how can the American people feel like their words are being heard?
Well, I think the first thing that we can look at is when you have an out of control federal government. Remember, our framers gave limited powers to the federal government and the rest were bestowed to states and to individuals. This is where we have to start mimicking what's happening like in Florida with Ron DeSantis in Texas, where states like Arizona have to rise up and start suing the federal government for their due diligence and duty to the states and to the collaboration of states. So we need to start talking to our governors, making them have a backbone. Our AGs are starting to file suit. And then our state Senate and our state legislatures going to making sure that their policies are sovereign for those states and that they're enforced. You know, for example, like in Arizona, Governor Ducey has now asked, and it should be a demand, that the federal government reimburse the state of Arizona when they deploy the National Guard at the border. These are key and critical components to the law. We have Attorney General Brnovich in Arizona filing lawsuits right and left. That's what we got to do. So rise up, people got a phone call, text, and write these officials. And go across the board, not just the people in Arizona, but in your state saying, listen, this is not a matter of if, it's coming our way.
Yeah,
we're going to have to deal with this because every state is a border state.
That's right. We are a border to countries all over the place. We are a border to countries that are separated by seas. As we see, they're coming across and they are coming through in our southern border. If you're in Minneapolis, if you're in Detroit, if you're in Baltimore, if you're in Philadelphia, if you're in the Passover, flyover states, as Hillary liked to call them, middle America, these people are coming your way. They're going to be in your educational system. They're going to be in your neighborhood. They're going to be taking your jobs. They are COVID positive people. If you're concerned about the pandemic. This is a crisis in every way you look at it.
Absolutely. And you just said it. A lot of these folks, we have no idea about their health concerns, much less COVID, but they're running 10 times the COVID rate for normal American citizens. It's a strain on the system and it's a vicious cycle all the way around. And Paramount, we're condoning human trafficking. How sick are we?
Yeah, Joe Biden seems to be the largest trafficker of humans in the world right now, as he sits by idly and allows this to continue, as well as drug trafficking. And that's the final point is that I'd like to make is not only is it bogging down the educational and economic system here, but we're letting through MS-13 gangbangers. People are not being criminally vetted. We're letting through rapists and murderers, people who are going to stalk women, violate our laws here, create a danger on the streets for your children, for you when you're in traffic. They're driving around without driver's licenses. They're stealing cars. Carjackings are up all over the place. They have talked specifically about coming across the border intentionally just for the purpose of killing cops. This is outrageous, and it has to be stopped.
Absolutely. And what you get from the home, the border czar that Biden entrusted this to, Kamala Harris, is no visit in over 2 weeks. And yet at Easter, she made a pot roast with peas. She went to see Gavin Newsom on the recall. You know, this tells me a lot about how important this is with this administration. You know, when the Ford is burning, we're not only laughing at it, but we're throwing fuel and gasoline on the fire.
Politics, control, compliance, and subservience to the state seems to be the focus for the administration, including Kamala Harris, who you're right. She was standing outside of a government aircraft on the tarmac just yesterday, laughing about going to the border. It's a damn shame.
Yep.
Congressman Paul Gosar, we so much appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
Hey, it's Stu Peters here to tell you again about our good friends at Cortez Wealth Management. We talk about them being independent fiduciaries. We talk about them not being controlled or manipulated by Wall Street. We talk every day about what that means and why it's important to you. But one thing that we don't always talk about is when. When are you going to call Carlos Cortez? You probably have written his number down. You probably know the website, CortezWM.com. You've heard me say it a bunch of times. I've repeated the phone number, 813-448-3446. You know that you can call Carlos anytime, but you just keep saying, well, maybe I'll call him tomorrow. Maybe I'll call him later after the PC radio show is done, which I appreciate. That's fine. But make sure that as soon as we are done here, you do give him a call, folks, because now is the time to start planning for when you're going to kick your feet up. The retirement that you have, life goes by like that. A snap of a finger and it's gone. You'd never know what you're going to have until you get there. And then all of a sudden you don't have the money you thought you might have. You're not leaving what you thought you wanted to your kids. The future of your grandkids isn't set up. And in an unstable time like right now, you need to make sure that you are stable. Plan starting today by calling Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446. Again, Carlos Cortez, direct, 813-448-3446, or book an appointment online from anywhere in the United States at CortezWM.com. All kinds of news breaking all over the place. It's amazing some of the things that we discuss and talk about here on Patriotically Correct and over at National File, just trying to keep our heads screwed on straight sometimes. Patrick, going through all of these stories, you broke a story yesterday. And then, of course, we had Cicera on today, just gruesome and gross, disgusting allegations. And then those audio recordings, just listening to them, trying to fit them in and edit them down just listening to this stuff. It makes you feel like you have to go take a shower. You have more breaking news, which is why you join us daily for the Intel Brief. Patrick, welcome. Good afternoon. And what's going on today?
Well, good afternoon, Stu. First of all, President Donald Trump has used today as an opportunity, obviously on the heels of our reporting, to issue a statement giving Mo Brooks, the America First candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, his full endorsement. Obviously, John Merrill was expected to be the front runner, the establishment choice in the race. John Merrill, butt plug John Merrill, is not doing so good. He's not having a good day today.
That's going to be very good for him anymore. I don't see that going anywhere.
His Senate candidacy has been delayed in terms of his announcement, might not ever happen. Now, President Donald Trump seizing the opportunity, he says, quote, "Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who will stand up for America first no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats may place in his path. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, will protect our Second Amendment, combat the Biden open borders agenda, is fighting for voter integrity like few others, and was the co-chair of our winning and record-setting Alabama campaign in 2020. Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for the U.S. Senate representing the great state of Alabama. He will never let you down."
All right, go Mo Brooks. America first all the way, baby. I love it.
So there you have it. Butt plug Merrill not doing so good, not going to get the Trump endorsement. Meanwhile, we have some breaking news out of Washington, D.C. We have just obtained from D.C. city officials the findings of Chief Medical Examiner for Washington, D.C., Dr. Francisco J. Diaz, who has come up with the cause of death of the people who were unfortunate fatalities at the January 6th Capitol protest. And while the D.C. government is trying to spin about the insurrection, the findings are not necessarily too good for them, because Francisco Diaz has determined that two of the deaths were natural deaths. And Newsweek has just gone up saying that natural causes. So these are natural deaths, two of them. And one was an accidental death caused by a drug overdose. There's no word yet on Officer Brian Sicknick. That remains undetermined. So far, the only one who is determined to be a homicide from a gunshot was Ashley Babbitt, who, of course, was the pro-freedom protester who we're told was shot by the Capitol Police. And so you have here the deaths right here. And this is the medical examiner Diaz. We have Ashley Babbitt, 35 years old, cause of death, gunshot wound to the left interior shoulder, manner of death, homicide. Kevin Greason, 55 years old, cause of death, hypertensive, atherosclerotic, cardiovascular disease, manner of death, natural. Benjamin Phillips, 50 years old, cause of death, hypertensive, atherosclerotic, cardiovascular disease, manner of death, natural. Roseanne Boylan, 34 years old, cause of death, acute amphetamine intoxication, manner of death, accident. The cause and manner of death for Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick are pending. So we know that Brian Sicknick, we were told, was killed by some of these protesters with a fire extinguisher, but it turned out that was not true.
Totally fake. Big lie. Yep.
Totally fake that the mainstream media was pushing. So they're still not going to confirm what happened to Brian Sicknick. And I think they're probably hoping that they can use it against Trump protesters. But so far, the only homicide there was Ashley Babbitt.
And they still have yet to tell us who it was that shot her. Allegedly, it was the Capitol Police. If this would have been a police officer shooting an unarmed person on the streets of America anywhere else, that officer would already have his badge and gun been turned in. He'd be probably criminally prosecuted. He'd be in jail. Look at what happens. I mean, it's interesting. It's my belief still that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer were the ones that pushed the Capitol Police to incite this violence. We saw them opening the barricades, waving people in. Antifa was in. The Proud Boys were in. We're seeing journalists get jailed while people that are burning down police precincts are going free. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, it sounds like you have a complex story that you can summarize, tease a little bit for us today.
Yeah, so this is just up at nationalfile.com. I have the lease document showing that Nancy Pelosi is personally renting office space to a so-called child welfare group that is extremely connected to child pornography and to pedophilia. This group was designed by Dr. William Ayers, who was a monstrous pedophile. By the time Nancy Pelosi started renting office space to this group, Dr. William Ayers had already been the subject of numerous allegations against him of pedophilia, including a police report. William Ayers later died in prison after he was convicted of pedophilia. This group has partnered with a nonprofit that runs a house where a group house where some kids were molested and a guy was convicted, and also partners with a clinic where a volunteer was found to have 470 images of child pornography. So the guy who was volunteering at this clinic, he had 470 images of naked little boys, and he was also convicted. And it turns out that he knew Dr. William Ayers, dating back to a situation where Dr. William Ayers used to go in and give sessions at this juvenile facility. Dr. William Ayers was a child psychiatrist. So what would happen is, you know, oftentimes the school would say, oh, you know, little Johnny is suicidal, even though it's not true. Send him to Dr. William Ayers. Dr. William Ayers was terrorizing kids in his office. And this is all related to the child trafficking and the human trafficking that we're seeing in the CPS system. Nancy Pelosi is the landlady of this group, proven today.
She's leasing a building to people, these people.
The first five is intimately connected with this and was designed by Dr. William Ayers, and the people who were Dr. William Ayers' friends were holding meetings in the space that Nancy Pelosi was renting. So Nancy Pelosi now at the center of this controversy.
I've always said criminals will not investigate criminals. This is why Hollywood gets away with these child sex trafficking scandals. This is why the pedophilia runs rampant in Hollywood and both Washington, D.C. They're all complicit in this. They all have this inflated bribery on one another because they're all participating. What is it about these kids that these politicians and actors and actresses just cannot leave alone? It's absolutely disgusting. I can't stand it. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar, and listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the road!